Welcome to Relationship CPR, the program that helps you live out Romans 12:18. I'm your host, Ron Price, relationship speaker and author of the Play Nice in Your Sandbox book series. Our topic today is Antidotes, Part 2, which I hope you've been able to hear the last couple of episodes where we talked about the germs that destroy relationships. And last time we covered some antidotes to those germs so that they don't have to destroy your relationship. I want to share a few more with you today. I got a half a hunch there may be an antidotes part 3 in the horizon, but we'll just see how far we get today. A tip that I'm going to share that shouldn't surprise you at all is pray, pray, pray. If you find yourself in conflict with another human being, if your relationship is not exactly where you want it to be with them, pray for them, but not just in a generic, haphazard way. If you want God's mercy, and by the way, I hope you do, pray a double portion for the other person. Do you want God's grace in your life? And again, I hope you do. Pray a double portion that God will give the other person twice the grace that he gives you, his love, his kindness, his magnificence, whatever you want for yourself. Pray that God give the other person a double portion. It's going to be awful difficult to maintain a difficult relationship, a negative, bitter relationship with somebody if you're genuinely praying that God will bless them even over and above how he blesses you. I give you a guarantee on that? No, but try it. What have you got to lose? Here's another antidote to the germs. We talked in previous broadcasts about emotional hijacking, where we'll stop thinking, stop functioning from the frontal lobe portion of our brain, and we'll operate out of the amygdala or deep limbic system, the emotional component of the brain. And again, when that happens, we're in trouble. So what I suggest is you speak to yourself in the third person. By the way, I did this. Feel free to do it yourself. If you'll Google just what I just said, speak to yourself in the third person, you're going to find a plethora, I love that word, an abundance, a whole lot of articles and thoughts on the power of speaking to yourself in the third person. In fact, I recently learned that that's called Eileyism. I think I'm pronouncing that right. Look it up. It's pronounced something like that. But here's how it works. If I'm starting to get upset, I might say something I don't want to say or do something I don't want to do. I need to challenge myself to, in my inner mind, say, Ron, that's my name, by the way, Ron, do you really want to get upset right now? Ron, do you really want to lash out in anger right now? Ron, what do you think you ought to do? Ron, you think maybe you ought to go for a walk? Somehow by talking to yourself in the third person, I don't know if it's like we hear our parents talking to us or the Holy Spirit talking to us or whatever, but it helps to serve to get you back into your thinking brain. You're not going to just react emotionally. You're going to respond thoughtfully if you'll practice Eileyism. That's how I'm choosing to pronounce it. And speak to yourself in the third person. Here's another tip that, again, should go without saying, perhaps. But have you ever noticed that the times when you're tired or you're just not at your best, especially if you're sick, what have you, little things can bother you that might otherwise not bother you. And again, they can lead to escalation, negative interpretation, invalidation, avoidance, withdrawal, and it's certainly not fun. That was a very quick recap of the five germs. So my strong admonition is take care of yourself. Now, you may have heard of an acronym called New Start. It's an overall healthy living acronym that stands for various aspects of healthy living. For instance, the N is nutrition, have proper nutrition. E is exercise. Are you getting the right amount of exercise, the right type of exercise? W, you might guess, is water. We need to drink lots of water to maintain a healthy state. The S is sunshine. Don't overdo that one, please, but we need some sunshine. That's how God created us. The T is temperance or moderation. Even too much of a good thing can become a bad thing. So practice temperance. The A stands for air, fresh air. Get outdoors and breathe in good fresh air. The R is rest. We're a sleep-deprived nation and we're paying for that. We need good sleep. And the T is trust in God. Should have put that one first, perhaps, but that's how they spell new start. Trust in God and try to do life His way. Now, that model's been around for several years, and I think a friend of mine has improved on it. I have a friend, Ron Johnson, in Grand Junction, Colorado. He took the new start and added two other elements to it. He calls it clean start. Instead of new start, it's clean start. And it has all the elements of new start, the nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, temperance, air, rest, and trust in God. But he added two more that I think you'll find very valuable. And I'm just feeling ornery at the moment, so I'm going to take my quick break. And I'm going to come back and share those two added pointers that Ron Johnson added. And I'll tell you how you can get a copy of it yourself of Clean Start. So stay right there. We'll be back in just 30 seconds.
Would people in your church, business, school group, or organization like to have healthier relationships? Would they appreciate learning how to have less conflict or to better manage conflicts that they face? If so, you'll want to know that Ron Price plans to be in Michigan in September, and he would be happy to talk with you about equipping your people in relationship CPR. As Ron often says, conflict may be inevitable, but damaged relationships are all optional. Contact him at ron@ronprice.com for more information.
All right, we're talking about improving on the new start model. I hope I don't get in trouble for that, but again, Ron Johnson came up with clean start. He added loving relationships. That's the L. And again, if we're going to maintain good health, if we're going to protect our relationships against these germs and just overall enjoy life, we need to have loving relationships, and we need to be paying attention to those loving relationships. I spent 29 years as a divorce mediator, helping people peaceably part if that's what they decided they wanted to do. And in some cases, yeah, divorce was probably the best option, but in many cases, it likely could have been avoided if the people had paid attention and giving their relationships the attention that they needed and deserved. Loving relationships. The other A in the Clean Start model is an attitude of gratitude. And here's another one that if you'll Google or whatever search engine you use, just type in attitude of gratitude or maybe health benefits of an attitude of gratitude. Trust me, if you want to read them all, you better have a lot of time on your hands because an attitude of gratitude is huge. And again, the Bible tells us a merry heart is a good medicine. This shouldn't be a surprise. This is not new knowledge that we've come up with. The Bible is replete with scriptures that tell us that if we can have an attitude of gratitude, loving relationships, and all the other new start elements, we can expect to maintain a healthier life. And if we lead a healthier life, we can expect to have healthier relationships. And these germs, which by the way, I want to remind you, they're going to happen. You're going to experience escalation and negative interpretation and invalidation, avoidance, withdrawal, especially those four, and possibly not enough fun. They happen in the best of relationships at times. And as long as it's now and then, well, don't worry about it. Just means you're engaged with another human being who's no more perfect than you are. But too much of these germs, yeah, it's unfortunately eventually a death sentence for that relationship. So please watch out for those. Take care of yourself. Practice Clean Start, and you'll be glad you did. By the way, if you want a copy of Clean Start, send me an email, ron@ronprice.com. I'll forward your request on to my friend Ron. I don't have his permission to give out his email address, but I know he'll be happy to send you a copy of that. All right, let's look at another one. I've mentioned a time or two before that I used to facilitate the Covey 7 Habits of Highly Effective People program. It's a good program. It's a good program. It's huge in the business world, but it has application in all relationships, I believe. Habit number four is think win-win. Again, if these germs have infected your relationship or you want to make sure they don't, think win-win. Again, Philippians 2, I've cited that a few times, tells us that we can't be only concerned with our own interests. We've got to be concerned with the interests of others as well if we're going to please God and lead a life that we're happy with. Think win-win. If you're in a disagreement with somebody else, it's okay for you to think about how you would like to see it resolved. Nothing wrong with that. That's not being selfish and self-centered, that you have a preference of how you'd like to see the matter resolved. But you can't only think about yourself. You have to spend some time, or at least should spend some time, thinking about the other person's point of view, how they see the situation. What would they consider a win? And if you can spend some serious time considering that and propose that to them, you might be able to resolve your dispute, stop the escalation, stop the negative interpretation, all these germs. You'll have more peace in your life. Now, I've got to add 5 more words to this habit, because the actual habit is not only think win-win. It's think win-win or no deal for now. Think win-win or no deal for now. When I'm in a workshop setting, I'll just pause right there and ask people, what difference does that make? How do those 5 words change the situation? And the answer we come to is that, you know what, maybe right now we can't figure out a way to resolve our differences. Okay, well, rather than slamming the door shut and saying, well, that's it, I'll see you in court, or we're done, or whatever, no deal for now. Powerful, powerful words that can help you resolve differences. And let me prove it to you. How many times have you gone to bed at night with a problem on your mind, and you wake up in the middle of the night and the solution has come to you that didn't occur to you earlier, or maybe a couple of days later, or what have you? That's pretty much universal. Our subconscious is working on it. The Holy Spirit is talking to us. However you want to explain it, sometimes we don't see the answers right at the moment. So think win-win. Watch out for your own interests, but also watch out for the interests of others. But if you can't resolve it right then and there, take a pause. Take a pause, no deal for now, and see if we can't regroup and visit it later. All right, I want to give you one more. And again, my suspicions are true. We're going to come back next time with Antidotes Part 3. But I just want to read a poem to you that struck me, and I think it will you as well. It's called A Different Kind of Prayer. And see what this says to you. Heavenly Father, help me remember that the jerk who cut me off in traffic last night is a single mother who worked 9 hours that day and is rushing home to cook dinner, help with homework, do the laundry, and spend a few precious moments with her children. Help me to remember that the pierced, tattooed, disinterested young man who can't make change correctly is a worried 19-year-old college student balancing his apprehension over final exams with his fear of not getting his student loans for next semester. Remind me, Lord, that that scary-looking bum begging for money in the same spot every day, who really ought to get a job, is a slave to addictions that we can only imagine in our worst nightmares. Help me to remember, Father, that the old couple walking annoyingly slow through the store aisles and blocking my shopping progress are savoring this moment, knowing that based on the biopsy report they got back last week, this will likely be the last year they go shopping together. Heavenly Father, remind me each day that of all the gifts you give me, the greatest gift is love. It's not enough to share that love with those I hold dear. Please open my heart, not just to those who are close to me, but to all humanity. Let me be slow to judge, quick to forgive, show patience, empathy, and love. That sure sounds to me like a great antidote to the germs we've been talking about, and to lead to a healthier relationship. Well, that's going to do it for today. Today's CPR topic was Antidotes Part 2. I'm Ron Price. By the way, you can contact me at 505-324-6328, or email might be easier, ron@ronprice.com. If you'd like to get one or more of my books, you can order them directly from amazon.com. But again, if you'll email me, ron@ronprice.com, I'll give you a Strong Tower Radio listener discount. This has been a Strong Tower Radio Network production.